The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you know me, then you will also know my Father. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to Jesus, "Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you for so long a time, and still you do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Or else believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father. And whatever you ask in my name, I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it." The Gospel of the Lord. Just yesterday, I was reading an excellent book of meditation entitled Divine Intimacy. If you have not yet come across this, I highly recommend it. And the chapter that I read was on confidence. The author says this: "To the soul who humbly acknowledges its poverty and turns toward God with complete confidence, he is a very tender father who delights in showering his gifts upon it and in doing for it what it cannot accomplish itself. To the soul who acknowledges its poverty and places total confidence in God, how can our Lord say, 'You will do greater works than I do'? Anything you ask in my name, I will do for you. What is the requirement? If you believe in me, I can answer your prayers to the degree that you have confidence in me." And we see this over and over in the lives of the saints, right? Doing things that our Lord did not do. Now, of course, they're doing it by his grace, by his power. He's accomplishing it in and through them because they believe in him. But what was necessary for every saint? They had to be totally divested of themselves. The author goes on, and he says, "God does not introduce a soul to a higher state in the spiritual life as long as it is not completely despoiled of all confidence in itself." So what happens is we're going along in the spiritual life, and you see this over and over again. Somebody begins to take the spiritual life seriously, and what do they find? All their weaknesses, right? They admit, "I thought I was a pretty good guy. You know, now I'm going along, I'm praying more than ever, and all I see is shortcomings, right? I never knew how sinful I was. What's going on?" Our Lord's allowing that individual to see his or her poverty so that they can let go of themselves. I was thinking of St. Peter this morning. Over and over, what do we find with Peter? It's like every time we're seeing what a failure he is. But he's the one who says, "Lord, no, that's never going to happen. Get behind me, Satan. Peter, you cannot trust in your own knowledge." Peter starts to sink. What does he learn? Peter, you can't trust in your own strength. He denies him. "Peter, you trusted in your own courage." And finally, he could let go of himself. But it was a gradual process of totally dying to all confidence in self. Because to the degree that we trust in ourselves, we will not totally trust in him. I close with this. Confidence in God increases in proportion to our mistrust of self. It becomes total when the soul, having acquired a thorough comprehension of its nothingness, has lost all faith in its own resources.